today at McLartyMazda.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06 on this Monday, August 3rd. Glad you're with us. Glad to be back. If you just tuned in, Roger and I have been a little getaway with some good friends, our friends at the Hatchers, and a good close group of their friends. Had a good time getting down to the Keys. Great to be back, back in action. Boy, blessed to be able to see. Hear that noise?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
Is that me?
I don't know.
Let's see if we can figure out where that's at.
No. Oh, no. It's Trey.
There we go. It's Trey. We'll get to Trey Shapp here in just a second. It's been a great summer, Roger. We still have one summer of adventure to go. We got to go to the Blytheville for the Dixie Pig for our 500-year-old restaurants, and that's been great. We've done NASCAR. We've done a ton of other stuff, yep. And to be able to go down there to do Tampa, the SEC Media Days, and then to do the Keys down there this past few days was really cool. We're hashtag blessed to do what we do. Miss being here with everybody the last 3 days. Do want to thank Pigskin, Trey Reed, and Christian for hosting the show while Roger and I were
and
gone.
And RJ.
RJ did Friday show at Fletcher. I know they had a good time over there. And but we miss being on the show, miss being with everybody. Glad we had great ratings in the other day. Thanks so much
thank
for continuing to to listen to us. We appreciate all of our great advertisers, too. Somebody said, funny hearing Trey Reed last week going, whoa, like Baz was the funniest thing in the world. But I do want to thank him and Pigskin for coming in. I mean, it's more than you think. It's more than you think. It's you're standing up and you get here at 6 o'clock every morning and talk. It's a little bit more taxing than you think.
It's not land
asphalt or tile or anything, but
it's
a mental marathon.
You're
still an inside dog, but. And of course, there was a new producer who I didn't know that had a lightsaber.
Yeah, I didn't even know
had
that.
A
what
lightsaber.
Was his name?
I don't know.
What do you mean had a lightsaber?
He brought a lightsaber in.
I need to know what's going on here.
I'm going to tell you. At the times I was listening and having Christian run things and all with all the other things that they had made comments about and all, and then I hear Christian make the comment. For sake of argument, let's say it's Todd. Todd, I can hear your lightsaber. Now, here's the thing. I listen to the show via X anytime I listen to the show. That's the way I do it. I'm not watching. I'm listening because it's almost as close to being on the radio. I don't listen to the apps. I'll do that. So when I hear that, I pull the phone out of my pocket because I'm listening. I go, let me go back and see what that click, click, click. I back up. Dude has a lightsaber in there, Bluetooth. So it can go off. He can operate his lightsaber. He shows his
lightsaber.
He brought his lightsaber in there. It's going off on the Bluetooth on the phone. And here's the thing. They turn it off and make no other mention about it.
It's like it's no big
deal. It just went on. I'm going, did you? Well, dude's got a lightsaber.
You got to give a shout out to Todd Pierce for filling in for Christian. Christian still got the baby bug. So, yeah. Todd, thanks for coming in and helping out as always.
Listen, my pleasure.
He's doing, you got baseball going on. You had the big trade this weekend we talked about earlier. Got that going on. So he's doing layouts for the Democrat Gazette and then coming in and helping us out. We'll be in studio except for Wednesday. We'll be at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll be at Family Market. Friday, we're working towards being at Hope at the Watermelon Festival. Today is National Watermelon Day. And so, anyway, they've been celebrating that. This will be the 50th anniversary down in Hope.
Whoa.
So, so we look forward to being a part of that.
A town called Hope.
Town called Hope is exactly right. So, by the way, somewhat so bad. If you listened to Out of Bounds last week, you would have heard Bobby Swalford talk about high school football. Tuesday, Monday, August 3rd, practice helmets only through Wednesday, August 5th. And then practice helmet shoulder pads Saturday, August 8th. I guess that's August 5th until August 8th. Then practice full pads. So you basically get 5 days. It used to be you would get, I think, 2 days in shorts and helmet, and then you go to full pads. But I'm telling you, full pads in 100-degree temperature with 110 heat factor, it's it makes you tough, boy. It makes you tough. So anyway, we're back. I mean, football season has begun. We mentioned Hard Knocks will begin tomorrow night, and we'll go to Trey here in just a minute to talk about basketball. But we've got football practice for the Razorbacks Wednesday. Everybody's practicing First game is Thursday night. You got who is the game, by the way? I don't even know the NFL.
Arizona and Carolina.
Okay, you know, mostly that's a you know, non-starter. That's nobody really cares about
that
game.
Scratches the itch, though.
It does, and yeah. It's at the NFL Hall of Fame, which you've got. We mentioned earlier five guys going in. We'll go back and mention those again. Also, Bill Vickery coming up a little bit later, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC. Do want to thank Trader Bill's Outdoors for sponsoring Chris.
Still time to get out on the water. Plenty of time.
Also, got the month of August.
The best
you know,
time.
We were talking the
so
other day
hot.
Is that for me, August means summer's over. For most everybody else, what do you mean? You got another whole month. You know, Roger, of course, our line of demarcation is was the Jerry Lewis telethon. That's when
summer
was over.
Labor Day Monday, and that was it. Next day was school.
Yeah. Let's check in. Let's squeeze in Chad real quick. I saw him yesterday. He's a listener right there. Chad, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Are y'all doing okay today?
We are. Where'd you say you were from? Met you yesterday at the Faded Rose. Where'd you say you're from, Chad?
Fairfield Bay.
Fairfield Bay, but you grew up someplace else, right?
It's Tar City. Yes. East Arkansas.
Yeah.
Well, man, I just wanted to call in to tell you, David, that you didn't have to talk to me at all yesterday, but you were so friendly and so nice. That I just wanted to call in and give you your kudos, man. And look, your girlfriend, you outkicked her coverage, brother.
Yeah, she's a keeper. She is.
She is a stunner, man. I'm telling you. But
good. You bought me another week.
Thank you
for
being
Chad.
Extremely nice and friendly and. And I enjoyed that yesterday.
Well, thanks, buddy.
And I apologize for interrupting your day.
Not a problem at all. You were very nice. Loved the hog shirt, Raj. He was had a hog shirt on and said he listens to the show. And
thank you.
From Fairfield Bay.
I listen to it every day.
Thank you, sir.
You guys, I miss y'all.
We appreciate
the last couple
it.
Days. Last
well, thank you.
I do.
Well, thanks, Chad. Thank You're the best. Sir. I appreciate you saying that, man. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
All right. See you,
thanks,
buddy.
See you, bud. Very nice fella. Rebecca says, Caleb Bagby. Was the guy who was the producer. I've never met Caleb Bagby.
No. He's a lightsaber guy.
Let's bring in that tray there.
It's gone. There it is.
The hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Baja Mar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state. Embedded with the hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
Yeah, boy.
Morning, Trey. How you doing, buddy?
What's up? How are you, Baz?
Doing good. Great to be back. You know, it just hit me before we dive into basketball. I need to mention, I haven't done it. It was on my notes to do it, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Maybe we'll do it later after Trey. We'll let Trey go. Lost one of the great all-time Razorbacks in Billy Ray Smith, one of my teammates, one of the, I think, only four or five guys in the history of the program to be two-time All-American. Lost him over the weekend. That was a big news story just because he was so young. And for a lot of people, he was, you know, for a lot of these, if you're in your 40s or 50s, he was a superstar, man.
He was
a bad man, and he was very honored to share a huddle with him. I started in 82 as a sophomore when some guys got hurt, so to look in that huddle and see the great Billy Ray Smith, and he couldn't be blocked in college. He just could not be blocked, and he had a good pro career. Didn't have the dominant pro career like he did in college because they had him out on the outside in college, and they couldn't block him out there. And it sort of took that away when they moved him inside. But he's had dementia type issues the last couple of years. I'd heard he was going downhill. I know his stepmom is here in town, and his stepsisters are here. I know that's a tough thing. You know, when I brought him into the Touchdown Club a few years ago for the Southwest Conference, by the way, Chris, we've got the video of that. We ought to share his comments there. He was funny. But I picked up on something just a little bit. I thought just something felt a little different. And that was maybe 5 years ago. But anyway, I just hate that. And anyway, I just wanted to mention that we may get some folks on this week to talk about maybe some of my teammates who played with him. And he was just a skilled player. Of course, his dad was a, you know, a beast, you know, won a Super Bowl with the Colts back in 70.
His dad.
Boxer.
One of those guys back in the day with their playing cards, they were in the air.
Yeah, where they jumped in the air.
Their playing cards were in the air, like they were flying.
Tough as nails, and of course Billy Ray wasn't. Even though they're from Texas, everybody was recruiting because he was from, I think, Plano, I think, and top recruit. But his dad said, "You're going to one place." So Coach Holtz was very fortunate to have that kind of legacy. Trey, we were trying
also Baz. He was a member of the College Football Hall of Fame.
That's correct, which certainly was worthy for sure. So Trey, we tried to follow the team a couple days while we were away. It was a little difficult, but. Complete domination, which we expected. The two teams they played so far hadn't put up much of a fight. I think both games have been won by an average of, 35, 40 points. But a lot of great talent. I think it just shows, man, these guys, the Razorbacks have some great young talent. What's been your takeaway after two games?
A lot of defense. Even though the talent hasn't been up to the level that they're going to face in the SEC and some of the non-conference games they're going to play, they really play defense. And no matter what the score is, they're playing defense. They had 37 points off turnovers in the win against the Bahamas on Friday, 66 points in the paint against the Bahamas on Friday. And then they turn around Saturday and play Carrollton University, a team that won the Canadian Collegiate National Championship last year. They had 46 points in the paint, and Jordan Smith, the freshman, 20 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, a triple-double in his second exhibition game.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who of all the talent, so Jordan, would you say if you ranked them, the top three, rank your top three based on just what you've seen in two games, just as far as just superstar talent like we saw with, you know, with ACUF this past year, who are the ones that really just, man, these guys are the top?
Well, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to say that I'm not going to use Billy Richmond a third because we know what he can do.
Right,
and,
right.
And he's up there because we saw him last year. Jordan Smith, number one. I told Bill Vickery yesterday that he is worth the price of admission. If you get a chance to go to a game, pay it, get your tickets, and go watch him play. Second, I'm going to say Jeremiah Wilkinson. Now, he got injured in the game against the Bahamas, went up for a dunk, got fouled, landed on the shoulder and side of his head on the court. They held him out for precaution the rest of the game. But he comes back, and he goes 7 of 12 from the floor against Carrollton University, 5 of 9 behind the three-point line, 7 of 9 at the free throw line, had 26 points. I believe he might have been fouled on at least two or three three-point attempts where the ball didn't go in, so he got, you know, three free throws to shoot, but 26 points for him. And then I'm going to say Abdu Toure. He had 15 points against Carrollton University, and Abdu against the Bahamas. He also had double figures, had 16 points and 10 rebounds, so a double-double there. I'm going to say those three, Jordan Smith Jr., Jeremiah Wilkinson, and Abdu Toure.
What about the big man that was still in like 17 that reclassified? He should be in high school. They said he looked good again. Competition is
not the toughest. Yeah. Caleb Origu, yeah, he looked good. He had 3 points the first game, but then he came back against Carrollton University and had 10 points to go with 6 rebounds. So 4 rebounds away from a double-double. He only played 18 minutes. And remember, he hadn't been with the team very long because he just reclassified.
Yeah. Well, do what now? I was telling the guys, should we be saying, oh, we're going to win the national championship based on what you've seen in two games? Should we just say, wait a minute now?
No. Again,
we got a lot of great talent, but this is not great competition so far. And it's a young team. And I love that Cal is coaching from like up in the stands, right? Or media area or something, right?
Well, he's sitting on a stage. So this convention center, it's got a stage, and then you've got the convention center floor. So it would kind of be like if he brought a band in to play, or if Roger went to do his trivia here inside of this convention center, and then you've got all the chairs out there. Well, that's where the court is. And on the far side, up against the wall of the other side, that's where they have the stands. And they have some courtside seating. Tickets are expensive to go to the games. I can tell you that it's $50 all day for just general admission seats. And today you get 3 games. The last couple of days you've only gotten 1 game. But those courtside seats are $150 for all day. You can sit there and watch hoops all day long if you want. But yeah, Cal's been coaching from the stage, and he didn't get up as much on Saturday against Carrollton University as he did against the Bahamas and shout instructions to some of his players. He told Abdu Toure when he got in for the first time, there was a pause in the action. You could hear him say, "Abdu, shoot the ball." He wanted him to shoot instead of pass and dribble around. So Abdu took that to heart and shot the basketball.
Yeah, there's not a lot of it. It's not a big arena, so you can probably hear Cal pretty easy at certain points mm-hmm. of the game. How many Razorback fans are there, would you guess?
Well, Cal said that they had 400 here. I don't know if it's that much, but I can tell you that it's pretty full. And there have been some people that have – I passed someone on the elevator. I was on the elevator, I believe it was Saturday, and there was a lady with a Razorback shirt on, and some guy was like, Arkansas Razorbacks? And they're like, she was like, yeah. And he goes, she goes, well, there's basketball summer league going on. So the university, the Razorbacks, they're down here playing basketball. He goes, man, I've seen y'all shirts all over this place. Y'all travel well. And so they do. And there have been quite a few fans, and you see them when you go eat at, a restaurant or something. You see them in the casino that's here. You see them out by the pool. So they're all over.
I noticed the basketball team, if you're on social media, they were on a big yacht yesterday thanks to the 94-foot club, or 94 club is what they call it, which is obviously the length of the court, and those are the big donors that – anyway, so one of the big donors got them a big yacht for all the players to go on and some of the donors. Did I see Trey Shapp on that boat or no?
No, you did not see Trey Shapp on that boat. Baz, 94 club, national championship.
Oh, I thought maybe it had to do with the length of the court. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know if that was it or not. That's interesting.
No, I was not on that yacht.
Yeah, it was interesting to see. And I love what those guys were saying, man. They got off the boat and they're going, this is really a blessing, man. This is another level mm-hmm. up. Think about that, Roger. I mean, they're getting ready. They're playing basketball down in the Bahamas. They're getting paid six figures, some seven figures, and they're floating for free. They're getting to go around on a boat and play basketball. It's a heck of a deal. Game time tonight is what time?
Game time tonight is 6 Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, back in Arkansas.
Say that one more time.
5 o'clock Central, okay. Back in Arkansas. And then tomorrow they play at 11 back in Arkansas, noon here in the Bahamas.
And who is the team? It's the Flow Sports Channel. Who is the team they're playing today? What's the name?
Today, Toros de Valle, a team out of Colombia.
That's not a dude.
It sounds like a shirt or something. A clothing line.
Sounds like I heard that name in that Tom Cruise movie, Made in America.
Yeah, sounds like a drink down that you get down in Colombia.
For sure.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I would take the Toros de Valle.
Yeah, and then tomorrow, who do they play tomorrow, Trey?
Calgary University out of Canada. Ah, so, hey, it was kind of interesting because the first game against the Bahamas, they had a basket issue, so they didn't do the national anthems because the game was already delayed. But then before the game against Carrollton, they had the Canadian national anthem first, O Canada, and then they had the United States national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. But there were no flags inside of the convention center. So you just had to imagine the flag being there, but everybody stood. And it was kind of, interesting to hear both of the national anthems.
Weird, you've got football coming together with basketball. I think the football team reports Wednesday. And just sort of a weird time. This is football season. And I was trying to think, the last 5 years, Trey, you have better memory than me. Has this happened every summer, whether it's Cal or Musk? Did Musk take his group?
No, because they had not been allowed to. The NCAA did not allow that. Now, they can do it moving forward. The NCAA, you can take a summer trip every year now if you want to. So apparently, from what I've heard, Cal likes coming down here. He's brought Kentucky down here before. Obviously, first time to take the Razorbacks down here. I wouldn't be surprised if Cal keeps doing something like this, whether it be the Bahamas, a foreign trip, something to where he can get his guys playing and see what they're like, because they are one of the youngest teams in college basketball. They have the number one recruiting class for the first time ever at the University of Arkansas, and he wanted to see what he had and give them some competition. And the game against the Bahamas got chippy at times, so it was good to kind of see that. But I'm telling you, I like what I see out of this team. I know the level of competition that they're playing is not very good, but they are executing and getting done what exactly they want to do so far.
Roger and Chris, did you like? They've worn two uniforms, all white with like the outline of a black outline mm-hmm. of a Razorback, and they've gone black, all black with white. Have you seen those?
I saw it.
Like those at all?
No.
You like those, Chris?
I don't care for them much.
I don't mind the ball.
It's just for the scrimmage games down here.
Let me just say this. When I saw the photo and it showed the player, I immediately looked at it because, you know, see the cover of the book and not the story. I immediately looked at it and said, oh, that's one of our players. That must be one of his high school shots. Or somewhere. I just did because it wasn't red. That's all. I don't hate anybody.
The black jerseys, the white ones looked cheap. They just looked cheapy to me. They just didn't look like a very nice uniform. Like, just from a call standpoint.
Do they need to get a hold of Qualls?
Maybe. The black one looks a little bit better. All right, so game time.
Hey, you know what's on there, though? You know what's on there.
What's that?
They've got that Tyson Foods patch on there.
Is it red? Is it red? Or no?
Yes, that's the only red that's on the jersey.
Oh, that is hilarious. It is. That's the only way you're going to keep red on there, Rogers. Tyson going, day straight, that's going to be red. That's great. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Cardinal red, but it's the Tyson logo, you know, that's on the jersey. And it's a practice. It's not really a practice jersey, per se, the one that is reversible. I mean, and these were made just for this exhibition tournament is what I've been told.
Why, though? I'm just curious since we brought it up.
I guess just to do something different. I mean, you don't have the SEC patches on there anywhere.
Will I wear one? Sure, I will. I'll wear one. And that's the idea because now we'll buy more merch. Yeah. Who's going to buy the same old regular Razorback red merch? You want to buy new merch. That's what it's all about.
Trey,
I asked the players after one of the games, did you like them? Do you like those jerseys? J.J. Andrews said, hey, if it's got a hog on it, I'm rocking it. I don't care what color they are. As long as it's got a hog on it, I'm wearing it because, you know, you can tell he's really excited to play for the Razorbacks. And after the game today, I've already got set up. I'm going to sit down and get a couple of questions with his dad, Sean Andrews, about watching his son, being in the Bahamas, and watching his son and, you know, his hope for the season. To be able to, how many games he going to be able to get to? Is he going to go to every game? Things like that with big Sean Andrews, you know, another way. He was an All-American at Arkansas.
He was a two-time All-American. Trey, before I let you go, have you gotten out your Trey Shapp Razorback Speedo? Any on the beach down there in the Bahamas, Bahamarama?
No. I left that at home, Baz. I'm glad that you bought that off of Amazon Prime for me, but I left it at home.
Have you drank a fruity drink, if you will, down there? Have you done that?
Yes. What is it? I have done that. Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. What's in a Miami Vice, Roger? Chris, what's a Miami Vice? What's
coconut?
In there?
Rum. Something with rum.
Coconut, strawberries.
How many of those did you have, Trey?
I just had one. I'm not like you, Baz.
One.
Yeah, that's what we all say when we're pulled over. Just had one, officer.
Boy, Roger, that's another thing. Did that happen while we were gone?
Tony Romo.
I think it did. What's been the latest on that? Did CBS?
Well, we haven't heard from his grandparents.
CBS has pulled him.
Oh, they did. For the season?
They just said he's on leave.
Roger said he had we ever back from his grandparents.
Right, that's where it was going.
He said, I'm on my way to see my grandmother.
Touchdown Club guest?
No. Listen, it'd be my luck that we'd have had him this year because he'd have probably eaten canceled.
This is the time.
He would have been great.
That's what I told you, Baz.
What's that?
I think I texted you something about.
Yeah.
Good thing you don't have Romo coming this year.
All right. Thanks, Trey. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
But thanks to all of our fine sponsors. We'll be back in just a minute, 7:30. Don't go away.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call. Does it all.
This
Texas Sports Center.
Expect some roster shakeup in Major League Baseball as we hit the trade deadline later today. There were a couple of trades on Sunday, the most notable of which involves slugger Luis Garcia Jr. moving from the Washington Nationals to the New York Yankees in exchange for four right-handed pitchers. The biggest move so far came late Saturday night when the Detroit Tigers traded two-time Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal to the Los Angeles Dodgers for three minor league prospects. The MLB trade deadline is at 5 o'clock Central today. Sticking with baseball, the Arkansas Travelers already had a series win in hand Sunday, but fell short of their fifth consecutive victory after a 6-5 loss to the Midland Rockhounds in Midland. Luke Mann hit a solo home run in the eighth inning that proved to be the game winner for Midland. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
15 years ago, Little Rock reached its all-time record high temperature of 114. Thankfully, that's not in the forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 93. Tonight, clear and mild. We'll drop off to 70. Tomorrow, a little hotter, mostly sunny, in 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level, and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So, we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
One of rock's legendary voices, the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. The Release Tour, Friday, August 28th, Sarasun Casino Event Center, with special guest John Waite. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the original voice of Foreigner. Lou Gramm, new album, out now. Produced by Sarasun Casino Resort.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
He's going through shoot around, and I'm seeing how he's moving. And I said to Matt, I said, Matt, number five? He said, I don't know. And the thing was, it was TBD. We didn't know. We wanted to, you know, see how he felt and so on and so forth. And then after shoot-around, he came and said, five. I looked. I said, he's good. He's playing. He said, yeah, he's playing. So me and Matt have a little joke, and he may not want me to share this, but I'm going to share it for a little giggle. Matt said to me, Chan, I tell you, man, if you keep recruiting tough players, I look like a really good trainer. He's like, Darius Acuff, you recruited him. He was super duper tough. I look like a really good trainer. He said, this kid, Jeremiah, you keep recruiting these tough guys, I'm going to look like a really good trainer. So I say, Matt, you're the best. I think he's one of the best trainers I've ever worked with, and I've worked with a bunch, and I think he's one of the best.
What makes, you know, Jeremiah and...
Yeah, that's talking about Jeremiah Wilkerson, who is the transfer from Georgia. And that is the, what's his assistant coach's name? Is it Todd? Is it Todd Pierce? What's the assistant's name filling in for Cal? Which assistant is it that was talking in the podium?
Coleman.
Is that it? Is it Todd, are you there?
Yeah, Todd's here.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I said, Todd, who is the assistant that's filling in for Cal that speaks to the press?
That was dadgummit. I'm not sure.
I think Roger's right.
Coleman.
Is it Chez? He's the guy with the glasses that he's been filling, which is good duty for those guys that don't always get the attention. And but yeah, listen, what's going to be so weird? Trying to figure out who all these new guys are, and then you're having football Wednesday, and you got 80 new guys. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, wow. It's like it's not just three or four new guys or classes. It used to be you. Who are the freshmen? Who are the frosh?
Not only do I not know their names, I don't know their jerseys.
Yeah, it's
anything. So it all looks. It's a whole new deal. And like I said, as far as the jerseys go, the only thing that I could see out of doing that is to make a couple of bucks, sell more merch, and that's okay. Do that. I'll take one of those if it's a quality shirt.
Yeah, the UCA's were the same way. Just show you that it's affecting every school, not every school, but maybe D2 and D3 not as much, but FCS and the D1 schools. I think UCA has like 70 new players or 80 new players, right?
Well, not that many. There's this turnover every year, and you just have to go through. I was going through the roster the other day, just going, okay, how many new guys do we have versus how many do we have returning? But I think Nathan does a good job of retention. That's something he prides himself on. Yeah. And we did get a lot more NIL funds this year opting in to the revenue share. So we were able
How many new faces at UCA? 40?
I don't think it's that much.
I heard higher than that. Is that not right?
I don't think it's okay. I mean, we have a good amount, but it's not to the level that I think you see for some other programs where it's almost a complete turnover. A lot of key returning guys for UCA.
Someone said Chin Coleman. I knew it was Chin. Although that's a very unique name.
Chin. Well, it's got to be short Coleman. For something.
Maybe so.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that, I don't know if that's a where he's from, where his family's from, or whatever. But Chin's got to be short for something, right?
Probably. Baz, we are so glad it's officially gridiron season. Here's why. The week before SEC Media Football Days, Akery said we couldn't talk about football until August.
What?
The irony is that he talked about football during SEC Media Football Days and then talked about UCA football last week. I guess he was just being facetious in that. Oh, I was going to let somebody put it. Wes from Prattsville. Looks like the Arkansas Diamonds Arena football team is playing in the championship game Saturday. Yeah, how about them?
Way to go.
What a success story. I tell you, the crowd, Roger and Chris, if you look at Hot Springs, it's not bad. They're not having bad crowds. And, boy, one of the catches was an ESPN catch of the week last week or play of the week. They're in the championship for the second week in a row. You know who one of the owners of that franchise is, Roger and Chris? You know who it is? Had him at the Touchdown Club last year.
Sam Pittman.
No. Bigger.
Good guess.
Bigger
than Sam?
Bigger. NFL Hall of Fame.
NFL Hall of Fame.
I love it when Chris is even completely.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah,
last year.
Akery actually had dinner, I think, with them last year when they were coming in. In these arena leagues, it's tough to make it. It's not easy. So I give.
Oh, wait.
Come on.
From Dallas.
Come on.
Tim Brown.
There you go. You worked your way through it. Yes.
Wow, I did not know that. He's a part owner of the Diamonds?
Yeah.
He's the commissioner of the league.
Oh, is that what he is? I knew he had a connection. I thought it was just to this team. So he's the whole league chairman.
Hmm.
I watched both games on Full Sports. Loved having the Arkansas broadcast, but I think they only had one camera. You couldn't see the names on the jersey or even tell what the players look like. Is that true? Is that how bad the broadcast is? So the boot lady, that's Marsha Martin, wasn't wearing her signature high boots.
Were they black?
Again, the camera work was so horrible. It looked like the first day she was wearing a pair of clear sandals, and the second day it looked like she was wearing sequin booties with maybe a long hog on them. Yeah, you got one camera angle, Chris. By the way, did you see Melinda Mayo's already back? She's already back doing TV again. It's like, wait a minute, you just retired. We just had this huge go away. You're back in less than a month. Like, you should
filling in. She's filling in. I know, but be clear. She's not back.
But she's back on TV. You should have said, Give her a few months. Give her a few months. I mean, they're already calling her. Like, hey, listen, we need a couple days.
Somebody else?
Yeah, I got to come back already. Yeah. I just got through having my retirement party 4 weeks
and
ago.
I think she's just doing Good Morning Arkansas, which is a much easier.
Oh yeah, she,
call.
Yeah, she,
you know,
she,
9 to 10 a.m. is not 4:30.
She actually told us that last week. Yeah. She said it's not near as bad. And did you hear what they said on the coming back from our news? 15 years ago, did you hear what happened on this date in Arkansas 15 years ago?
What year was that? 11? Was that 11? 2011?
On this day, something significant happened, and I celebrated it in the weirdest way. And I think I think I know what Roger was doing on this date 15 years ago.
You got pictures? 2011, August. Well, first of all, today is my oldest sister Barbara's birthday. Hey, Babs, love you.
Well, if you remember, this is after the Bobby Petrino stuff had already gone down.
This has nothing to do with sports.
Oh, okay, all right.
It has to do with
weather.
Tornado.
It was the hottest day in the history of Arkansas. 114 degrees. I remember.
Playing golf.
You know, you were playing golf. I remember. You know what I did?
Running.
I went out and ran. Yeah. Let's just say I ran. Of course, and when I got through, I'm thinking, what was I thinking?
What was the official temp?
114. That's not heat index. Straight up. Heat index probably 120. I mean,
then you know what? Then it was 120.
Yeah.
Because that's what it felt like.
That's right. And then it was. Then it was, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, it was so hot. By the way,
oh my gosh.
We mentioned about being on the road this week at Alcoa on Wednesday, Family Market on Thursday, and possibly Hope. It's National Watermelon Day. We talked about the Guinness Book of World Records said it was grown by a Tennessee company, 350 pounds. So Hope in Cave City, is that right? Do you not own the record anymore? That's interesting. What percentage of watermelons sold today are seedless?
Ooh. 70%.
Say, Roger.
Why do we want seed anything?
You had to have seeds.
Well, I know. It's all we knew. Yeah. But objects appear closer than they actually are. Why? I'll say 90%.
85%. Not a bad guess.
But again, I want them to be seedless. I don't want to spit them. I don't want to have to
just
pull
like
them
lemons.
Out.
I want the seedless lemons.
I want seedless lemons.
Lemons need to be the common.
I had one at dinner last time. You know get rid of it. Get rid of it.
When you suck it through the shower, you sip it and it goes down the wrong pipe.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's
Roger, I'm like you. It's easier not to have the seeds, but it's almost un-American. You eat your food. You deal with the seeds.
I think
you spit them out.
Spit them out.
I'll kid you.
You spit them out.
Your kids, your grandkids should have to deal with. You got to spit them out.
What is the world record for spitting a watermelon? Either the American or world. I don't know which
feet.
One this
20
is.
20 feet.
What do you think, Chris?
World record?
Yep.
It's got to be 29 feet.
75 feet. That is crazy.
Please tell me it was a chick.
That is crazy. The number of types of watermelons grown in the U.S., 300. I mentioned that earlier. 1,200 estimated number of varieties of watermelon worldwide.
Dick.
Oklahoma State Senate made watermelons official state vegetable 2007. How many days does it take to grow most watermelons are to mature?
85.
Wow, good job, Roger. He just kicked you. You're king of all trivia. He just threw you to the ground.
That's not the way it works, you weenie. I mean, the dude. You know what? Maybe he's learned from me. Shout out to Mark Miller's list. Shout out, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Rat.
I don't know if you heard this or not, Chris, but how far back does watermelon go?
Since we discovered it, or
since it's been a part of society that the
since we started like
record
selling
show,
it,
record
and,
show, record
oh,
show,
oh,
some type of indication how far it goes back.
I'm going to say 250 years. America's birthday.
It goes back. The cultivation of this fruit dates back to 2000 BC.
Okay,
with the first watermelon harvest and record occurring approximately 5,000 years ago in Egypt. Traces of watermelon and seeds have been discovered on sites of the 12th Egyptian dynasty, including the tomb of King Tut. King Tut had watermelon seeds.
What?
That sort of changes, Roger, the whole my whole image of King Tut. Got some big watermelons out there.
He was spitting the seeds just like we did.
It was just
what
a
do we
kid.
Share? What do we
it
share with King Tut?
We
spit the seeds.
Well, I was saying if he liked big melons or not. I didn't know if he liked them back then.
Oh,
today.
Shout out then. I'm glad you said that. Whether you are from Cave City or Hope, I think in all of Central Arkansas, we'll just narrow it down to that today. Please send us a picture of your melons.
I wanted to mention we were hanging out with Steve Qualls this weekend. He said Bob Gravett passed away. He was a longtime track and field coach at Wichita Baptist, was a lead founder of the Arkansas Track and Field Hall of Fame, apparently a great guy, and it takes those guys behind the scenes To do that. So for those who know Bob Gravitt, sorry to hear about his passing. Mentioned Billy Ray Smith at age 64 passed away on Friday. That was a sad day. Also, congrats to Ray Tucker, Steve yes. Wright being inducted to the Arkansas Sports Writers Sportscasters Hall of Fame. What do you mean? I can't believe Ray Tucker was not already in there. Tim Hamilton also received the recognized. Mike Harrison Award, which he should be. He was well one deserved. Of the great. Again. He is a hall. He no telling how much Razorback sports he shot in his day.
Tim could write a great book about those Nolan years.
And are we tired of the Dodgers picking up every great player? They've already got the number one pitching staff in the league. Now, with a month to go in the season, they pick up a two-time Cy Young Award winner. And they just deferred. They've got $1 billion they got to pay their players going 50 years later. I mean, come on, owners. That's where you're going to have a
lockout. This is why we're going to have a lockout.
You're going to have a lockout here soon because you can't. Come on, man. It's like college. It's like the college sports. You guys can't figure this out.
Loopholes will be found in anything.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Also, Roger found some. Do the watermelon crawl. I was reading about Bryant playing the number one high school team in America coming up at War Memorial in a few weeks. You might have been gone when we announced
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was reading about, I thought Central was probably the greatest high school team in the state of Arkansas. Our friends down in Pine Bluff had two of the most dominant high school teams in the history of high school sports. I tell you, Pine Bluff's got so much sports history. We'll read about a little bit of those when we come back. Oh, did you hear about the Dust Devil, Roger, that crossed the Hot Springs field?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't. They had a Dust Devil. It looked like a little tornado. Like apparently that. Tore up a bunch of stuff at the Hot Springs District.
I hate that.
New teal, a new field. I'm telling you, you better watch out. And then, Roger, you see the Iowa woman who was busting a lawnmower with the Under the Influence rap?
Yeah.
Who was our singer who did that? Was it George Jones?
She took the keys.
He was going to the grocery store. Or where
liquor
was he?
Store.
He's going to the liquor store on his liquor. Owners.
Yeah. George wouldn't be going to a packing sack to get some water or some seeds. He went to go get a beer. Mark Miller was reminding us that we did a spitting contest.
I think we were like 15 or 20 feet. We did a good job on that. Mark is exactly right. All right, don't go away. It's 7:47.
George around about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Your dream wedding starts right here. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show returns Sunday, August 23rd to the State House Convention Center in Little Rock. Discover Arkansas's best wedding vendors, meet local experts, see the latest fashions, and find inspo for every detail of your big day, all in one place. With more than 50 exhibitors, amazing giveaways, and everything you need to plan your perfect wedding. This is a hometown tradition you don't want to miss. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Get your tickets today at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com.
Transmission or driveline trouble slowing you down? Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. As an Allison Authorized Service Center, their certified technicians provide professional Allison service along with expert driveline rebuilds for heavy-duty trucks and equipment. From U-joints and carrier bearings to diagnostics and maintenance, they'll help you keep your trucks rolling. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers gets the job done right the first time. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball. Rooster Poot High School, everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan, and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on the Buzz,
yeah,
and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
Great to have Chris in studio back in studio after trips to Minnesota and Canada.
Yes, good morning.
I was going to say real quick here, too, Scott, this is a funny about radio, everyone. So Scott says, hey, guys, love the show. Listen every morning. Question, how come you guys never talk about the arena football team in Hot Springs? It's been great for families to go and watch. We'd love to hear you guys help promote them since they're in the championship game this coming weekend. I told Scott, we just did. We just actually spent 5 minutes talking about it. But I agree. They've had a great year. We haven't talked about them as much. It's just you know, nobody's reached out to us from them. Maybe I think Acree's had them on their show quite a bit. But we love it. I mentioned, you know, they've got a play of the week on ESPN. So anyway, yeah, and this week I think they're playing. I don't think they're playing in Hot Springs, though, right? Is the championship in Hot Springs? We need to find that out. We may be in Hope, maybe, if they want us in Hope. Do you want us down there in Hope? Do you want us to bring the juice down to Hope? Do you want us to bring the seeds down to Hope?
We would love to spread our
seeds. Somebody said, do you remember putting newspaper under watermelon back in the day? That's what, if you didn't have like a tablecloth. Your family's, I remember.
I guess maybe.
Yeah,
I
just,
guess,
yeah, maybe. Just did all the juice.
Oh, yeah. Listen, eat over your rail, get the juice on your elbows because you're, you know, you're.
Yeah.
There, right?
Michael Marion said, great crowd for Brian Adams, Pat Benatar last Saturday. That's 6,000. Pat Benatar broke in a ring of fire in the middle of her song, Heartbreaker. Now, that's a cool. I'd like to get the clip on that. Let's see if we can get the sound on that, Michael. I saw it. I didn't recognize her as Pat Benatar. No. I didn't know who the lady was.
No.
I said, it looked like maybe a grandmother figure that had come out getting out of her recliner, and I didn't know it was Pat Benatar. I'm shocked to realize that's it. But God bless her.
Yeah.
She's up here playing. I give her credit for that.
Now, there was a dude that was up there not too long ago that was singing that somebody said, who's the lady up there? I don't know what it was. But let me tell you something. I saw some video of Willie Nelson in concert, and it's so tough watching him do that because of the breathing and everything that he's doing just to watch that. But
just to make it through, yeah.
Exactly. Even Frankie Valli's going, what are you doing?
Stash Norsworthy just sent me a text. I actually hadn't gotten a birthday yet. It's Lance Allworth's birthday today. Mm-hmm. He was saying this is the oldest living Razorback. I don't know if that's the case, but he's up there. And I tried to get him to Touchdown Club. He lives out in San Diego. And the last time I talked to him, I could tell it was a struggle a little bit for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to visit.
A
great guy, one of the greatest of all time, good-looking dude.
Yeah. Did he greatest pro career of any Razorback?
You can make the comment the greatest Razorback player to play in the NFL. That's right. You could certainly make the argument.
It's
the most impactful.
I think you can make an argument.
He upchanged the game. Yeah, he up sort of as a receiver. He put up numbers.
I'm not equipped.
Of course, you know who the other one is.
Yeah.
Is not the, not a Razorback, but it's
that Hudson Hawk. What's his name? What's his name? I don't know. That's first
Don Hudson. Don Hudson.
That's the way I'm going to help.
Now listen, you can make the argument that the two greatest receivers in the history of the NFL, especially the old school NFL, Don Hudson and Lance Allworth, that you can make the argument.
From Arkansas.
Both Hall of Famers. NFL. Matter of fact, Don Hudson was the first Hall of Famer, one of the first receiver going in as a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's how good he was.
That's how good it was.
I watched a video of him last night in SEC Saturday Down South, he and Bear Bryant were on the same team. He was 6'3", I think, 6'2", 6'3", as a receiver back in the 30s. So you imagine how tough he was to stop. So anyway, that's an interesting point. But, yeah, we're here. It's exciting. As we mentioned, practice begins. All you high school guys, make sure you get plenty of water. Get your rest.
Salt tablets.
All you parents be supportive out there as your kids go through all this. All right, cheerleaders, Roger. Mm-hmm. You got cheerleaders going through, you know, you got band members getting ready, The school starts up.
What is we
school?
Ain't got no band, Randy.
It's next week, I believe.
School actually, somebody said school can start. The school start this week for anybody? 661-1037.
I hope not.
I have a nephew starting at Maumelle Charter today.
Yes. I was thinking they did. All right, on this day, tell me, Todd, I'll let you get in on this. On this day, the NBA was formed. The combination of the Basketball Association of America and the National Basketball League. What year was it? What year was the NBA founded? Roger, start with you.
The NBA was founded in 1904.
What do you say, Chris?
The NBA. 1936.
Todd, give it your shot.
That's close. I was going to say 1938.
The answer is 1949. Roger, we also mentioned earlier Macarena was number one on this day, 1996. Right. Would you, if you had to rank the Mount Rushmore of stadium songs, would that have, you think that made it on there in terms of most impactful song that was played? I remember Who Let the Dogs Out was impactful. Another One Bites the Dust. I don't think anybody touches. No one touches. Another One Bites the Dust. Or We Are the Champions, right? What's the other? Yeah, we will rock you. We will rock. No, yeah, that's the same one. Is that the same one?
I don't recall. I can't.
Rock you.
Listen, I'm trying to think of three other things at the same time. So, as you say that, I'm going through that song. Is that the same song? We are the champions.
We will rock you. I think that's still Queen. Yeah, yeah. We will rock you.
They're still Queen.
Who's the guy who got in trouble for the kids? They got in trouble with messing with kids. That's he was in prison. Who wrote one of the big theme songs for the stadium? You know, Rock and Roll, something, what's it called?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Gladys Knight, what's his name? Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter.
Dude,
what was the song? What was the song?
I don't know.
Bill Vickery.
American Rock Part roll? Number One. Rock and Roll Number One.
That's
part
a popular
two,
one.
Yes.
Bill Vickery coming up next. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you guys, and thanks to Trader Bills. Go see him in Little Rock and Hot Springs today. Get out on the water. It's going
to
be another hot one this week, but you can cool off.
Be in the water.
In the beautiful lakes and rivers here in Arkansas, thanks to our friends at Trader Bills.
Yeah, Hot Springs and Little Rock.
Thanks for my gift, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Great to have you back. All right. Glad to have you back. Got Bill Vickery coming up. We got graffiti for those who've been missing graffiti the last couple weeks. It is back thanks to Fish Broker. Pat Bradley, maybe we'll hear from him today at the 9 o'clock hour. We don't know. We'll see.
Thanks for the sponsor.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. Hawks have homes as small as a one bedroom all the way to five bedrooms. Hawks has several lot models at both locations that you can save thousands. Hawks has a five bedroom that's only $55 per square foot. Don't have land? No problem. Hawks can help you finance the land and all the improvements all in one package. Look.